Tim Wilkie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just give us a bit of an idea of what made you want to go down to Canberra and go to the sit-in protest.
Just tired of seeing my people treated like absolute crap by this government and the authorities around the country, like the police. So I just wanted to make a stand for the youth and give the elders some energy there with all these young fellas coming up. Just make a stand, trying to fight for our rights, fight for the freedom of all Aboriginal people across the country.
All the old people doing all the fighting for a long time now. How important do you think it is for our younger mob to stand up and start being the voice for our people?
Oh, very important. Us young mob give them the energy they need to continue. I mean, they've fought for so long to give us what we have today, and it's our time to give back to them, because they don't want to just leave our world and then leave us with, you know, and then see that there's going to be nothing after that. They need us young mob to mobilise and to stand up with them so then they can leave peacefully and know that, you know, it's going to be us that are going to make the change that they've been fighting for. They need that.
And Tim, do you think that Canberra, the politicians, the parliament, have heard the message and are listening properly to the mob that are down there at the moment?
Yeah, they've heard the message, but we can never trust the government. I mean, they've listened. We had an interview with Nigel Scullin yesterday, and he came down to the embassy, and he had a talk, and he promised that he was going to do something about, you know, the stolen generations and about the deaths in custody. But we can't just trust that, and we just still got to take action and march up to that house every single day until something gets done.
Tim, what was the feeling like in the 10 embassy when Scullin went into there and had a sit-down?
Everyone held their cool because they knew what they had to do, and they had to talk to him calmly. The mood was good. They had a good chat. We left the elders in there to talk to him, and us young mob just, you know, left and let them have a talk to him. So it was good, and they had a good outcome afterwards, and he promised them some things that he will do. So he'll go talk to, I think, people around the country to try and fix the issues. That's what he's promised, and he said, he even told us that his door's always open up at Parliament House, so we'll see what happens from here. I just want the youth to get involved, because at the moment it's only about six of us here standing up with our elders. We need the youth to get down here and to show some support and give us that energy we need to continue. That's what I just want to say.
With today going into the week, how long do you expect yous will be down at Canberra?
We're hoping to march up there and protest every day for the next week, because we have the grannies thing on the 13th about the stolen generation, the new one. So we'll be here for a good week or two. That's the goal so far anyway.
Timothy Wilkie, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Cheers.